7 o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch begins now with a prize picks projection that in 1.5 minutes, and I'm going to take the less, will be interrupted again for a digiruption. So again, if you're not joining us on YouTube, that's fine. It's totally okay. We just appreciate you listening. So we're not trying to bully you onto YouTube. Bully-balled. Like the Packers were the first time they met the Lions this season, and then they bullied them back on Thanksgiving. But if
punch
you want to join
the mouth, punch a bully in the mouth.
If you want to join the conversation, our text portion of the talk and text line is under maintenance, and we're not sure when we're going to have it back. So, if you want to do the texting, you have to do it via the chat function on YouTube. So if you want to get in on the conversation, you can do that there. You can also always tweet us. You can post on Facebook. There's still lots of ways to get a hold of us. But that's where we're digerupting ourselves every 10 minutes on today's show. Time now for the prize picks for the weekend. Best music we got.
It's going to be interrupted in a minute. Let's win some money. Had another big win on prize picks last night. Thank you very much. Patrick Mahomes. We usually start with Jordan Love, but Mahomes is the biggest star in the NFL. Let's start with him. Patrick Mahomes, more or less than carving up the Packers defense with 266.5 passing yards on Sunday night. 266.5. Tausch, what do you say?
I'm going to go less. Not by a ton, but I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Even though it doesn't matter
Pacheco.
For your review of this team.
Pacheco.
Oh, Pacheco. Sure. Matter. Pacheco.
I'm nervous. So I think, but it's going to be under. Unless MVS pops, which it could be an MVS revenge game. I don't know. Going to go under or less. Less.
I'm going to go more. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to have a big game. Because he hasn't had a ton of big games this season. Kind of feels like he's overdue, as good as Patrick Mahomes is. So I'm playing the overdue card.
Did you get a chance to talk to him on a conference call this week?
We don't do those anymore, and it's really disappointing. It's one of my favorite
things.
Why
are you not doing those anymore?
The league doesn't do them anymore. Apparently, you know, it's so easily accessible to look at the video of him talking to the Kansas City media that they don't bother with it. And it used to be one of my favorite things. I mean, had some great back and forths with Tom Brady. Peyton Manning was great. I mean, I miss those days, but we don't do those anymore. So no Ferdy Pacheco, no Patrick Mahomes, no Travis Kelce on any sort of conference call. No, here we go.
Digeruption.
Oh, I'm on board. I finally figured it out.
What?
I figured out the digiruption.
He finally figured out his own idea.
Aaron in the YouTube comments. This is actually on brand with the prize picks of the week in some sense. Will Matt LaFleur try to use any trick plays against the Chiefs on Sunday night?
Yeah, he will. Tricky Matt. Yeah, I'm assuming it'll be with Wicks. Hopefully.
Is Wicks even going to play?
Maybe we're in a position now.
I was just going to ask you this.
We're in a position now where we're good enough. We don't have to do the coach used to always say trick 'em, blank 'em, which I think you guys could figure out what that word would be. You don't want to get into trick 'em, blank 'em type deal. Short for Richard. Come on, Jason. Trick 'em, blah, blah.
That was actually not what I was going to guess.
No, me neither.
Oh, really?
So thanks
for
filling
in the
blank.
Well, that's the old line that coaches used to say, and it sets a bad tone. Just like last week, I thought it was a great tone that Matt LaFleur set. I don't think we're going to see a lot of trick 'em, blank 'em deal.
Okay. I was just about to ask you if they've moved past the need to be tricky. And would they revert to doing something like that when you're playing the defending Super Bowl champs? Not sure.
I hope not.
Okay. Next, back to the game now.
Yep, we're back to it. Isaiah Pacheco, more or less, 67.5 rushing yards against the Packers defense.
more. More, I'm nervous. Very nervous, but more.
You are very nervous about him. Am I imagining that there... wasn't it the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco? Am I...
Sure.
Weren't you a big...
No, you're...
He's like a doctor, right? Like he's a legit doctor.
Other than Spinksy Tyson, I'm not a big boxing guy. So...
Yeah, there he is, Dr. Ferdy Pacheco, RIP. Passed away November 16th, 2017.
RIP, 6 years.
At the age of 90, he did pretty well for himself.
Good run for Ferdy.
I'll take 90. Yeah. I'm going to go, if I go over on Mahomes.
More.
If I go more on Mahomes, that means I have to go... less on Ferdy Isaiah Pacheco, right?
Unless you think there's going to put up 49 points.
Not if the Packers have an absolutely brutal day on defense, you don't.
And they're good. They've got Joe Barry. And Joe Barry's having a good year. So I'm going to go fewer, less, whatever I'm supposed to do there.
Jordan Love, more or less than 14 and a half rushing yards. Your favorite category, Old T.
You know,
more.
Old T's always going more, and I love more this week. 8-3, I believe, so far on the year.
Took until that last run against Detroit last week, though, on the
trick.
Yeah,
a little
tricky.
Nervous.
Trick 'em, blank 'em.
Nervous last
trick 'em, blank 'em.
Jason, you agree?
I do, yeah. I was yelling more. That was
me. Oh, good. Okay. Christian Watson, more or less than 45 and a half receiving yards.
More. More. Big play, C Watt. That's his new nickname. BPCW.
Rolls off the tongue.
Trick 'em, see what 'em. I'm going to be honest here. And I know I could incur the wrath of his dad. But I need to see more from him before I'm going more. I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm saying I want to see him do it more before I'm all in on him yet. He did have a very good Thanksgiving. But I'm fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you shouldn't fool people. I want to see more from him before I be going more on Prize Picks.
And last one. Great places, South Dakota.
So it's great spaces, then great places, no, not the other way around?
There's no spaces.
Great spaces.
Great places, great faces.
Oh, I thought
of the,
wide open
of Mount
space.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that makes more sense. Thanks for clarifying that. Jack Rabbit Jesse.
Tucker Kraft, more or less than 26 and a half receiving yards. 26.5. Kraft cooking up some macaroni and cheese.
He better. He's not the Stein Novel Sleeper of the Week if he's less.
I'd agree.
I think he's going to be less, but with a tutter.
And then you could claim victory anyway.
Well, last time I checked, tutters count for points, and it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but expectations.
Deal.
That do Isaiah McDuffie and Quay Walker have to score touchdowns to win then?
No, they don't have to score tutters, but they got to make plays. Quay Walker, are you kidding me? The first-round pick, he's been starting since the day he got here. What are we talking about? He's got to be a player, dog. Come on.
Roll. I'm going to go more. I'm a Tucker believer. A little surprised that Tausch went less, but I'm going to go more for Tucker Kraft.
I mean, what? Am I going to go more on everybody? What is this going to be, a 70-68
game? You're more on. Yeah, you're more on.
At some point, somebody's making
everybody.
A stop.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's it for our prize picks of the weekend. Headlines, which with these digi eruptions, I was going to try and join in on the musical recordings. My option now is either sing it live. Which I'm not.
We'll do it live!
Live in concert.
I love live. That could put you over the top. Although, I think you're going to be – this is going to be a tough week for you to win, FYI.
I feel pretty good about my entry this week for headlines. I was planning on doing
–
You do those that little hand thing. You look so creepy.
Going down, Mr. Tauscher? All right, then I'm going to sit it out. Headlines are next. It's Will D. and Tauscher.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
I'm looking at the clock, and I'm saying, I'm not going to say it's time for headlines until after.
Yep. Another digi-ruption. Yep. With the text line down, only YouTube comments today. Jeff in the YouTube comments. Move it closer so I can actually read it. If Jair plays, I see no reason the defense can't keep us in this game. Green Bay will have to be creative running the ball with injuries at the position. What can they do to help establish the run game?
I actually fundamentally disagree with Jeff's premise. This is not a running football team. This is a play action, Jordan Love and his young guns. That's what this team is now. Look at the rushing stats and what we've seen. They have been great. It's rhythm passing, throwing early on downs, and not getting stuck with a bunch of third and seven pluses. That's the goal of what this group is doing. Defensively, we've been good. I don't see the Kansas City Chiefs, unless Pacheco has a monster game, I don't see this team moving the football down the field simply. Like, oh, easy. Kansas City has struggled, and they struggled in the first half last week, and then they got it together. Because they started, you know, getting into a little bit of a rhythm and picking their pace up. So I don't think this is going to be a Packers pound the football down the Chiefs' throat. Don't see it. Hopefully it happens. But that's not the vision. I don't think that's how this team is trending. I think this team is trending Jordan Love with his young guns going out trying to blaze a trail.
All right, that is our latest digi-ruption. I'm sure they'll be wondering, whoa, Nelly, and hopefully not wondering.
How do you think the digi-ruptions are going so far? You liking what's going on?
How do you think they're going?
No, I'm asking. Like, I like it. I want more fan interaction as much as we can. Always. Always in every way. So you guys tell me.
I am a fan of fan interaction as well. I would like to find a little. There's been a couple of instances where our segue has been very smooth, and a few where it's been a little bit clunky, if you will. So it makes it a little bit more challenging to you know, direct the show. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay with that because I do like the interaction. Time now, though, for headlines presented by Fleet Farm. And oh, did I have a day yesterday at Fleet Farm?
Big day at FF.
Oh, big time, big time. Because I'm a Fleet Rewards member, I got 10% off my purchase. I had my 5 off 50 coupon from my popcorn at the gas station. I had a 10 off 50 coupon from my calendar that I have from there. So I had all those on my discounts on my corn for the deer and a few other items that I purchased. Then went over, filled up for gas because we got another Nutcracker rehearsal after we get done with the show here. So Maddie and I will be headed to Milwaukee for that. So I saved 4 cents off on gas. Everything they pay me to shop there, and I'm happy to do it because I love it there. One thing that I have not taken advantage of yet, though, is Toyland. I figure Santa's got that under control. He doesn't need my help. But if Santa needs a little help from you, Toyland has the best toy prices at Fleet Farm. With their Price Match Plus guarantee, if you find a lower price on a toy that you find at Fleet Farm, they will then beat it by 5%. So you'll get the best price plus an extra 5% on their huge selection of toys. And you can find fun for everyone from every wish list at Fleet Farm. And we're in the thick of holiday shopping, so Fleet Farm is your place to find those gifts for everyone in your family. And if you can't decide on which gift to get, just make it easy. You could do this for me, too, because you know I love Fleet Farm. You can just get a gift card. And then let them choose their favorites. Find gifts from every wish list this year at Fleet Farm. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I buried the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
All right, I am, I want my favorite Taylor Swift song is The Man. I do like that one. And I was going to do that, but I didn't. So I just take the L. Jesse, we usually build up to the Academy. But you have expressed some real confidence.
He's calling his shot?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, now they're he's going to recede.
They're both very good. And one of them I'm talking about myself. So they're both very good.
Yeah.
I would say I gathered my inspiration from the headline which Tausch pre-planned. So I think since that was the order of events, we should go about it that way.
So you're caught. Okay. You want the ball with the game on the line at the end.
Yep.
You want to go last. Mm-hmm. You're at the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs.
Put me in. Yep.
Tie game.
Closer.
Okay.
You're going yard. That's what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I think, and by the way, I think that's fair because you guys know I have been brutally honest with you about my involvement when I've been super involved, when I have been not involved at all, when I've put it on other people. The Academy has been great this year. They've delivered the goods. And this will be the first week. This will be the first week that I can recall I didn't really have any input and or any – I didn't do anything. Like, I legit didn't do a thing. Taylor Swift potentially coming to Lambeau. My niece loves Taylor Swift songs. And I think she delivered with another big hit. Jesse, roll the tape.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was the GM. I saw joy and love. Intrigue me, intrigue me, intrigue me. JT was still there. Girls running back. When I passed on T, Amar clapped back. He angry, he angry, he angry. It was long gone. So Savante, and I realized this is my theme. Cause love was worth the trouble when I drafted him. You're welcome now, future looking better than ever been. No rebuild, no love was worth the trouble when I drafted him. And A-Rod's gone, now talk with Pat about retiring. Always giving me a run around. Oh!
Oh! Oh. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh!
Oh! Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Wow!
That's well done.
Very well done.
Yeah. Kaya crushed it, and the fact that Pat jumped in. He does not want to do that. That shows his love for his daughter, but also just delivering the goods. That's why I think this is going to be a tough one for Jesse to beat.
Right.
That's why I thought he probably should have went first, but Jesse has been great. I didn't want to diminish it. I don't know what Jesse's got in store, but I think Kaya and Pat both crushed this even better than their first time around.
All right, so I agree with everything there. First of all, Kaya was phenomenal.
That is one
of my favorite Taylor Swift songs, and she crushed it. And the lyrics were great by Pat.
But
she delivered them perfectly. Like, I mean, it was so good. Now, if I may offer one tidbit, the fact that Pat, who you just got done saying, is loath to do such a thing by chiming
like
in and singing along, that he even contributed and you didn't is a searing indictment on the fact that you don't do jack around here.
Did I not preface it by saying that?
Yes,
did I not?
But that was before. That was back when I thought it was just Kaya. And the fact that your own brother, who does not want to sing along,
he does not
took part. And you still couldn't find your way to contribute at all.
No, I know.
That's a pretty big indictment, big fella.
By the way, your criticisms are very fair. Very fair.
Well, they're not of Kaya. She was awesome. That was really, really, really good. And Jesse, I don't want to tell you how to do your business, but you had heard that. Yeah, just wait a minute. Just pause on the interruption.
No, I can't pause it.
There's no pause.
You heard her rendition. You must be brimming with confidence about yours.
This is going to have to be Josh and Hartman
good. Taylor Swift is going to have to be part of it. Like, you will have a
for what
have
Jesse
to
is doing.
Up.
I was inspired. Yeah, I was very inspired.
Okay.
But first, the digeruption on the YouTube comments. Dennis and Plover joins us in the YouTube comments, normally the text line, which is out of commission for the time being. How did Seattle completely ignore Parsons on the fourth down at the end of the game last night?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dennis. The Seahawks anticipated blitz. And a zero blitz, what I mean by a zero blitz is you bring everybody. And it's man across the board. So a screen play is what they had dialed up. They anticipated it. But when you watch the film, they had to slide the protection. Offensive tackles have to squeeze the inside because you have to let the outside rush go. Dallas wants you to do that so that Parsons can go quick, and he's obviously a great athlete. But the key to that play, I think it was Lawrence, one of their D tackles, he peeled off to pick up the screener and stop that play from developing, and then Geno was sitting there with his hands up in the air like, we got by Dan Quinn. That's what happened on that, Dennis.
Yeah, that was not pretty. I would tend to agree. All right, Dennis, really good question. But Jesse's, I can't believe
he called his shot.
I have a mixture of emotions of disbelief that he did this after hearing Kaya's rendition.
It was very good,
and also intense feeling of anticipation, because if he thinks it's that good after he heard hers before he did his, and yet he still thinks his is better and that he should go last. Bold.
I found out yesterday I am going to the game on Sunday night.
You want to take Sydney? Because she wants to be in the building at the same time as Taylor Swift.
Well, it's not my tickets to give away. I'm going with my father-in-law, Wayne. We're going to the game on Sunday night.
Well, let me know if Wayne's got one more extra. She'd love to sit with you and fall asleep next to you.
This is my second game I'm going to this year. And thinking back on the two that I've been to and looking at what's to come and feeling inspired by Tausch's niece, here's my headline. I was there when we played Detroit the first time. Left in the fourth quarter, had enough. Seemed like we didn't win for another month. Now we're in a playoff race. What? I was also there for the Rams, and I didn't have much to cheer for with the fans, but I guess we beat Brett Rippin, that was fine. Now the Chiefs quarterback's much better than that guy. Ooh, 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 I'm going to the game again Sunday night, and ooh, 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 this time I'm cheering, I'm not sleeping, but we are never, ever, ever beating Kansas City. We are never, ever, ever beating Swift and Kelsey. I'll go talk to Chiefs fans, talk to our fans, and do the wave on offense, because we are never, ever, ever, ever beating Kansas City. 30-23, Chiefs.
Really good.
Tausch was jamming.
That's good.
Really good.
No, it was good. He did a good job.
Really good. I want to be clear. Really good. Kai was better. She was definitely better.
Agree.
I mean, it was really good. I'm not saying it wasn't good. It was good. But a little, first of all, lower octave than I was expecting. I thought you had more range. You kind of went low on
me. Yeah, it gets a little dicey up there. Tausch would be the first to tell you.
Oh, let me tell you something. That's dangerous air up there.
Really good, but Kaya wins. And frankly, even as good as you were, not super close. It was, I mean, Hey, Taylor's got a lot of hits, and that's a good one.
Well, the guitar is what I think. The guitar that helped him. That helped Jesse. That helped him.
That's you playing the guitar?
No. That was YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Me? No. I literally had nothing to do with this week's headlines at all.
But, Jesse, that's not you playing the guitar.
No, I did not play.
Okay,
I do not know how to play the guitar. No.
Okay.
That's why he's not. It's not even in the same. Yeah, we're all on the same page.
All right. So, congratulations to the Academy. Outstanding headline with no involvement whatsoever from literally
none.
Their figurehead.
Yeah, nothing at all.
I mean,
yeah, literally nothing.
I'll take a good 1-2 punch this week. I think that was a good 1-2 punch right there.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
I enjoyed our
headlines.
I agree.
Really good stuff.
I was not running you down at all, Jesse. You did a really good job. Well done. All right, that's it for headlines presented by Fleet Farm. Whoa, Nelly. And I think we're in line for a in-break digi-ruption.
Yeah, it's an in-break digi.
But I have to go to the bathroom, so I'm going to have to miss that.
What?
I've been holding it for a while.
All right, I'll be ready for it.
So, Whoa Nelly is next, except on the YouTube channel, where a digi-ruption is right around the corner. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was the GM. I saw a joy in love. Intrigue me. JP was still there. Girls running back. When I passed on T, Ava clapped back. He angry.
So good.
Angry.
And conceptually, the ideas behind the lyrics are really good too. So congrats to Pat, but more importantly to Kaya for her incredible rendition. And hey, had Tausch sung it, maybe Jesse wins. But a true Swiftie puts it over the top.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Speaking of Swifties.
It's very fair.
Well, of course, because that was praise of your work, so of course you're agreeing. But you need to draw a winner before we get interrupted again.
So about that.
It doesn't happen.
We were digi-erupted during the commercial break, and I didn't go get my cheese fry helmet, so... We're gonna have to do that with Feel Good Friday if there's time permitting. What a day!
Pretty good day.
I should have pulled a Wilde, just gone to the bathroom in the middle of the commercial break.
I told you I was doing that.
Yeah,
I wasn't waiting.
Some of us can't do that when we're running the digi-eruption, which is such a great thing that we've.
Oh, we haven't had any other commercial breaks.
I think
breaks
if we're
today.
Gonna keep doing this, I think we're gonna have to start. We're not. About
oh, we're not gonna keep doing
catheters.
It this way.
We're not. All right, that's a level of commitment that I don't think any of us
if
is willing
we,
to make.
Let me tell you something. If we, if people are clamoring and want more of this, we have to give it to them.
If you could get Depends Undergarments as a sponsor, and they pay us each a $1,000 a month endorsement fee. I will wear Depends undergarments to make it through an entire show without going to the bathroom.
All right, I think, A, I will not do that, but B, I would let you do that. I think that's a great idea.
It's a pretty big number there. All right, time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Still paying
so
off
for the
those
record,
surgeries, you know.
if Depends decides to partner with you, you will wear Depends and never go to the bathroom. You will use Depends as your bathroom break. Just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, it's going to take a significant number in terms of the monthly stipend.
All right, I think we'll put somebody on that, and I think we'll get this done. I feel pretty confident.
Whoa, Nelly!
Sure we will.
I've never rooted against this
I guess
this
it
more.
Depends on the price.
There it is! Prize wow. Picks now.
Hey, who says you haven't contributed?
More or less, or depends. Prize Picks of the week. Marquette, Wisconsin at the Kohl's Center. Depends which side of you're on, that you view this as the biggest rivalry in Wisconsin sports. Where does it rank for you among the Wisconsin sports rivalries? The Marquette fans will say this is number one on the list every year. Wisconsin fans say it's not a rivalry. It is. It's okay to admit that it is. I say it is. Tausch, where does it rank for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a rivalry. Is it the top one for me? It's not. There's a couple that would be bigger, but from a basketball standpoint, Marquette's our number one rival. For sure. No questions asked. Nebraska in volleyball. Minnesota in football. That's where we're at. And then I'd say Marquette, Wisconsin, hoops-wise, it's our top rival. No question about it.
But they're not in the same conference.
Doesn't matter. State, you know the state matters. You know how it
goes. It does. I'm not saying they're not rivals. I'm definitely not one of those people. But, like, the Badgers have had some really good basketball teams that have been vying for Big Ten championships many, many times. And the Michigan States and the, like, Michigan with the whole Juwan Howard dust up from a couple years ago. That was pretty charged. I enjoy this game every year because I like both teams and I want both teams to succeed. I just want both teams to go out there and have fun and not have any injuries. But I'm looking forward
Wisconsin
to this game.
To win. I want Wisconsin to shock the world tomorrow.
That'd be a heck of a win. No doubt about it. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
All right, last one. I am doing something tonight that I have never done in my 32 years on planet Earth.
I'm not biting. Sorry. I'm not.
Come on.
You know, tell us
what
it is.
Jesse?
We are going to a holiday-themed event thing. There's shops and beverages and activities and such. I am going ice skating for the very first time.
Wow.
I have never been ice skating.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to go well. I'm very nervous if there's a lot of people around. I don't want to wear knives on my feet. I'm very scared of that.
I should be more concerned about a concussion.
I think,
frankly,
I'm a pretty nimble person, but all things considered.
Nobody thinks you're nimble. No, no offense. No one thinks you're nimble at all.
Seemed like a lot of offense there. Any advice for ice skating for the first time?
Yeah, don't go.
Are you going to wear a helmet?
Exactly.
I mean, in all seriousness, should I wear a helmet?
I would think you probably should. You're going to be going slow, and I'm sure Becca will be holding your hand and kind of canoodling with you to make sure that you're standing up, right?
Great word.
Like, I've never rollerbladed. I've roller skated with the two wheels. I've never rollerbladed with just the one line of wheel. I'm very...
So,
I want to find
Jesse,
a way to get out
care,
of this.
You care a lot about this show and content creating. You need to have someone filming this.
Yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
You know you do.
Digi only.
So, yeah, digi only. And put it up on the YouTube and or Twitter feed. You need to do this for the Wildy and Tausch crew.
I am here. I want to get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. But I am here as a cautionary tale for you. One of our early dates, Paula and I, there's Red Arrow Park down in downtown Milwaukee, across from the Marcus Center for Performing Arts. We went ice skating. As is my tradition, I was wearing shorts and a hoodie, because that's who I am. And thankfully, I was wearing that hoodie because my skates went out from under me and I fell backward. And had I not been wearing a hoodie, which was all bunched up as I hit the ice, I would have sustained a concussion. So that hoodie saved my concussion. Paula still ended up marrying me eventually, so that was nice as well.
So wear a hoodie tonight. Is
so wear a hoodie, hoodie if you're not going to wear a helmet. But be careful out there. And make sure you take a video of it.
I have a quote, and this actually fits for Jesse.
Oh, the Friday quote!
Coming in later.
Bob Moore!
Will Rogers! The great Will Rogers, who I don't know who that is, but don't let yesterday take up too much of today. That's a great quote, isn't it?
Words to live by.
Yep.
Jesse, you're not going to... I just be safe, okay? Just be careful out there.
I might find a way to go get some cocoa during that time. Let the ladies do the ice skating.
Ladies. All right. Just make sure you're nimble, because everyone knows how nimble you are.
I was up putting Christmas lights on our roof. I'm very nimble.
That sounds dangerous, too. You got to be careful out there. All right. Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Closes things out. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
In a playoff race. What? I was also there for the Rams, and I did
feel good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, and clearly Jesse feels so good about his entry into headlines that he wanted to play his again, too. We'll let Jesse wrap up Feel Good Friday as his music continues to play in the background. I just wanted to get to this one quick. I traded messages with Alec Ingold, the former Badger who plays for the Miami Dolphins now. Pride of Bayport High School. I had seen his commercial for his My Cause, My Cleats. I'm very critical of the NFL generally for a lot of things they do. Don't think they care enough about player safety, etc. But My Cause, My Cleats is a great thing, and that's this weekend, and I'm glad they still do it. I think it's a really good thing that they do. Jesse, what do you got?
Lodi head football coach Dave Poles retiring, won the state championship at the Division IV level a couple of weeks ago, appeared on Prep Mania at Pasquale's Cantina earlier this week. His son Brady was in a car accident a few years ago, wasn't sure he'd ever be able to play football again, ended up scoring a touchdown in that state championship game as a senior, sending his dad into retirement, wrapping up his football season and career undefeated and state champions. Congratulations to the Lodi Blue Devils, the Madison area team that won a state championship in 2023.
Outstanding story. Thanks for sharing that, Jesse. That's it for us this week. Packers Chiefs Sunday night. Taylor Swift in the house, allegedly. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Take care. Be good.